Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday to you. We started off the show talking about some football. We got a matchup, Monday Night Football, going on right now between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. Talk about that game. We'll talk about a whole lot more. I got to remind you, I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. When you need an expert to help navigate the home loan process, Rocket can. You can find me online, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all social media is at JR Sport Brief. A thank you to super producer Stu Kovacs. And thank you to everybody who participated, listened, called, text, tweeted during the first hour of the show. Yeah, we spent some time talking about the quarterbacks. The fact that Aaron Rodgers, this guy doesn't look like he's done. Not that anybody said he's super washed up, but there is a segment of fans and listeners who say, oh, yeah, it's time for Aaron Rodgers to go. Don't be so fast about it right now. On the other end of the spectrum, you have someone like Carson Wentz. You think about Carson Wentz. He's an interception machine right now in the NFL. Philadelphia Eagles gave him a big contract last year. And, there's conversations as to whether or not he needs to have a seat so Jalen Hurts can take over. And then on the other end, I guess you can say he's on the higher end, but closer to the middle, you have Josh Allen. Buffalo Bills starting their season 3-0, even though a lot of these games have been closer than they should be. Second in touchdowns in the NFL, 10 touchdowns behind only Russell Wilson. Second in passing yards. And Josh Allen is just going to have to show up in some big games to convince me. But so far, solid start to his year, solid start to his season. And I'm happy that we've really had no issues here in the NFL. We haven't had anything crazy go on. We've really actually been able to focus in on the football. There hasn't been a large health uprising. I know one of the Falcons yesterday, he didn't play because of COVID, but the NFL hasn't had big issues. There hasn't been any social uprisings. From a broadcast element, a broadcast perspective, it's strictly been the product on the field. And so for 3 weeks, hey, if all you wanted was some football back, that's exactly what you got. And in the case of Major League Baseball, in the case of the NHL, in the case of the NBA, they're at different levels. They have now moved into the postseason. They're in the postseason. The Stanley Cup Finals are going on right now. Major League Baseball, the four rounds of their playoffs get started tomorrow. Just three straight days of playoffs. Best 2 out of 3 in MLB. The NBA Finals start Wednesday. And thank you for all of the success that both of these leagues have had in a bubble. The NHL, the NBA. And now for basketball, things have come to a head. We got what we saw coming for about a week or so now. And that's that the Los Angeles Lakers are going to take on the Boston Celtics in the bubble. Two of the most successful franchises in the NBA. legacy teams, franchises, two of the more recognizable sports franchises here in the United States of America. Dare I say, the world. It's not necessarily a Barcelona. But let me tell you something. The Lakers and their brand have cachet everywhere. It's Hollywood. And so as we move to this game one, it's been pretty damn cool to get here. The NBA has been fun to watch in the bubble. We had our 8 games, the run to the playoffs, and now it's time to crown a champ and get these guys the hell up on out of Disney World. Because at this point, I could not imagine. And you might say, it's easy to go play basketball and everything is done for you. But that doesn't mean that these guys haven't been isolated. It doesn't mean that they're not in a solitary space. It doesn't mean that they're just okay because they're getting paid money just to play a game. Yeah, it's a nice way to make a living. They're still humans. And so now the Nuggets are gone. And kudos to the Nuggets as the Lakers eliminate them 4-1. And LeBron James, I mean, on Saturday night, he went into just straight killer mode. 117 to 107. The Lakers finish off the Nuggets, who ran out of gas. Murray looked like, you know, he's playing with one leg. LeBron James, triple-double. 38 points, 16 rebounds, 10 assists. Yeah, he said, it's time for me to win the game. Sorry. Everybody else can move and get out of my way. And that's exactly what he did. And in the case of the Miami Heat, they go over the Celtics 125 to 113. They win their series 4-2. And this was a classic case. And I was wrong here in selecting the Celtics because I thought that their talent would be enough to go over the Heat. And quite frankly, the Miami Heat, they continued their run. They continued their role as being the better team. And that's exactly what they did as they finished them up. The Miami Heat right now, Bam Adebayo, man, he was just a battering ram. This dude went out and gave you 32 points, 14 rebounds, 5 assists. The game prior, Bam Adebayo says, hey, you know what? I didn't show up. This loss was my fault. And then he comes back and he has a classic game. And at this point, I think it's quite obvious we're going to be seeing a whole lot of Bam Adebayo for quite some time here in the NBA. He's not going anywhere. This guy's going to be around being a bad dude for a long time. It's pretty cool. You can bookend the series. The first game, you put your stamp on it by having a game-winning block against Jason Tatum. And then you can end the series with 32 points, 14 rebounds, and 5 assists. And the storyline is so perfect right now. So perfect. LeBron James got his first championships with the Miami Heat. Ends up leaving the team and Pat Riley to go back home to Cleveland. That's a storyline just all by itself. Just when you think about Pat Riley, one of the greatest just managers, greatest coaches in NBA history, going up against, you know, one of his former players, Eric Spoelstra, used to coach LeBron James. LeBron James and the Lakers going for another championship. This time, LeBron James trying to add to his legacy by gaining one with another team. In a year, unfortunately, that Kobe Bryant has passed away. There's so many storylines here in this series. And I want to break some of the elements down. But I want you to hear LeBron James address some of the things that I just mentioned. First of all, we know that it's still even crazy to say it right now that Kobe Bryant is not here. And that is not a fact that is lost on the players and folks who knew him the best. And the organization that gave this man an opportunity to go play and showcase his talent. And LeBron James, they have made this clear. Kobe is a reason that, or one of the reasons that they're trying to go and win. They're trying to win this in his honor. This is what LeBron had to say about Kobe's impact on the team.
Every time you put on purple and gold, you think about his legacy, you think about him and what he meant to this franchise for 20 plus years. And what he stood for, both on the floor and off the floor. What he demanded out of his teammates, what he demanded out of himself. We have some similarities in that sense.
Yeah, there's some similarities. There are some differences. You know, when you want to think about who they are as basketball players, when you want to think about Kobe and LeBron personality wise, but you can't take anything away from the dedication and how they approach the game, how they approach their craft, how they approach things away from basketball. Very different, but the dedication is the same. And if you saw that celebration of the Los Angeles Lakers winning the Western Conference, LeBron James was pretty damn muted. You know, LeBron isn't playing for Western Conference titles. LeBron and James is playing for the Larry O'Brien Trophy. He's playing for his fourth ring. He's playing for his legacy. He and the team are playing to honor Kobe Bryant. As LeBron James sat while confetti fell in the bubble, in an odd scene, there were no fans celebrating. The fans were on a board. A big video board says Lakers, Western Conference champs. It was just an odd scene. What else could we expect here in 2020? But I don't think this is it for the Lakers. I believe the Lakers are going to hoist that Larry O'Brien. In about a week's time, in about a week and a half time, I think the Lakers will be champs. And the Miami Heat, it's amazing what they've done. And granted, this isn't your regular, typical, straightforward season. If it was, I'm not so sure that the Miami Heat would be here. I'm not so sure that unless we went into the bubble, that the Heat would be here, a number 5 seed in the NBA Finals. But what they've done has been amazing. The team, just the foundation is already there. But bringing on a Jimmy Butler, nobody looks at Jimmy Butler and says, okay, this guy is going to just change the game or the world. But his influence on the team is there. He's playing with guys who want to ball out. He's playing with players who don't need to be pushed or don't need to be prodded into improving. Hi, Joel Embiid. Hi, Karl Anthony Towns. He's playing with a Tyler Hero who at 20 years old just wants to go out and get it. He's playing with a Duncan Robinson who I'm sure is just thrilled to be in the NBA and is taking advantage of every opportunity that he has. And quite frankly, that's what Jimmy Butler has had to do his entire life. You want to talk about a young man who went through a stretch of homelessness, and now he's in the NBA. You don't think Jimmy Butler appreciates every single thing that comes his way? You don't think Jimmy Butler has a different appreciation for his standing in basketball and his standing just in life? The Miami Heat are going to make this close. They've played like a team. They are an amazing team. And they're going to push the Lakers. But I cannot see LeBron James letting this go. In all of the unique circumstances that I laid out to you here in 2020, I can't see LeBron James and the Lakers saying, okay, we're going to just going to be happy we're here. We're going to get this far and let it roll. I don't think that's going to happen. And we know there was a point in time when you look at those 8 games to start the bubble, Lakers ain't look too hot. Trying to figure out the rotations, keep the players fresh. You think about that first game against the Portland Trail Blazers, Lakers, they didn't look so hot. But then they started to get rolling. And here they are with an opportunity to pick up another championship. I told you LeBron James, I don't think he is going to be denied. LeBron James has made clear he never lost confidence in this team getting to the finals.
This is all part of the process, but the job is not done for me personally. For us as a franchise, I'm extremely proud to be a part of this franchise getting back to where it belongs. This is what I came here for. I heard all the conversations and everything that was said about why did I decide to come to L.A., the reason I came to L.A., how was it was not about basketball and all those conversations of, I mean, just, you know, naysayers and things of that nature. But I understood that. And with the season last year and with my injury, it just gave them more more sticks and more wood to throw in the fire to continue to say the things that they would say about me. But it never stopped my journey. It never stopped my mindset. It never stopped my goal.
Okay. Yeah. I guess they're naysayers. I mean, he's still the best in the NBA, if you ask me. We can look at players who have, they're on the roller coaster ride up. They're ascending. But if you're asking me, hey, who do you want to go and win the title for you? I'm going with LeBron. And that's the position that he's in right now. And I believe that the Los Angeles Lakers, because they are led with someone with the experience of LeBron James, when you do have an Anthony Davis, it's not going to be easy looking at Bam Adebayo. It's not going to be easy. Jimmy Butler is going to ball out. This is not going to be easy. But I don't think LeBron James, unless the Heat can continue on this run in the bubble where their role players can just ball out with no distractions, no crowd. I'm still going to go ahead and pick the Lakers as the Tampa Bay Lightning just won their first Stanley Cup since 2004 in the bubble, in their bubble. Well, the NHL, their season is a wrap. The NBA, their season is about to be a wrap. And I think the Lakers are going to hoist that Larry O'Brien trophy. And in the simplest way, we can look at the teams, and I would venture to say, the Heat, they have some depth. The Lakers, you have to think about whether Kentavious Caldwell-Pope will give you 2 points or whether he'll give you 12. If Danny Green is going to give you 3 points or whether he's going to get you 12. Is he going to hit a three? It's going to be a fun matchup. But the deciding factor is one of the greatest basketball players of all time. And his name is LeBron James. I want to open up the phone lines to you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Lakers. Heat. What are your thoughts on the series? Who walks out of the bubble with the Larry O'Brien trophy? Call me up. 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I got to let you know the Kansas City Chiefs, they held on to beat the Baltimore Ravens 34-20. Kansas City Chiefs, man, they're just playing on a whole nother level right now. We're going to talk about that in a little while. But before we went to break, speaking of a whole nother level, we are advancing. We are getting ready for the NBA Finals in the bubble in Orlando. The Los Angeles Lakers will take on the Miami Heat. The Miami Heat coming together in the bubble, balling out of control. They are the epitome of a team. Dragic, the Butler, Adebayo, Hero, Robinson, plenty of other complimentary players. You can look at someone like Andre Iguodala and say, well, damn, Andre Iguodala has, well, he certainly selected the right team. He selected the right squad. Now he's playing for another title. And then you have the Los Angeles Lakers, obviously led by LeBron James and Anthony Davis. And after that, yeah, it can be tricky. You know, you don't know from game to game, you know, what's going to happen. The team has certainly performed better with Rondo back onto the court. Dwight Howard has stepped up in working to defend Nikola Jokic. Danny Green, Kuzma, kind of have to just kind of say, whoa, who's going to step up? Or is somebody going to go missing? I told you there's really one reason here. This is going to be a close series. There's one reason why I'm selecting the Lakers. And I hedge against the Heat because I think they're going to make it close. It's going to be a fight. But that's LeBron James. This is someone who's done this before, been there, done that. It's not going to be a situation that he's not comfortable with. He's seen it all. And out of everybody on the court, out of every player on the court, if I have to think about or have confidence in who is going to go and get theirs, who is going to get it, who's the best, who's more capable at going to get it, it would be LeBron. And that's the difference maker, I believe, in a series that'll ultimately be close. The phone lines are open to you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I want to let you know the phone line is sponsored by Geico. And right now, Geico's offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies. That's on top of what Geico could already save you. What are you waiting for? Go to Geico.com to learn more. Who's won an NBA championship? Is it the Lakers or is it the Miami Heat? We got Chris. Chris is calling up from Miami. Gonna know where this is gonna go. Chris, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, how you doing, JR?
I'm terrific. Go ahead, Chris.
Man, your show made me so sick on Friday night. You said the momentum is shifting and they're going to come back, this and that. Come on, brother. You're talking about the Miami Heat, baby. It's the culture. You think we're going to lose? Come on, man. You doubted us from the beginning, and you're probably going to doubt us again. But we are going to win this championship in five. You can mark it down or else you're going to lose your money again.
Well, do me a favor, Chris. What money am I going to lose? Oh, well, Chris made himself happy for the evening. Let's talk to Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts, my man?
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm good, Tom. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm a longtime Laker fan, and I think the only way the Lakers are going to win is if they keep Kuzma off the court. I mean, I've never seen anybody that is worse defensively than that guy. And if you notice the Lakers' games throughout these playoffs, whenever the Lakers put Kuzma in the game, they always have a decent lead. And by the time they take him out, that lead shrinks 13, 14 points, and then they get it back up to 10, 12-point lead, and they win the game. So I'd rather have a mannequin in front of the defender than Kuzma, because at least he wouldn't foul him shooting a three-point shot. And that's just the way it is. I've been a basketball – I'm 75 years old. I was a pretty good high school basketball player. And, you know, I played against guys like Jim Boeheim. And we learned how to play defense back in those days. And you don't defend a basketball player by leaping at him and fouling him as he's shooting a three. Well, and the guy does it every single time.
Well,
it's
Tom,
amazing.
Well, Tom, I'll say this to you. You want to talk about Kyle Kuzma being an awful defender? I know he's younger, or not by a lot, but have you seen Michael Porter Jr. play defense?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a vast difference. So Michael Porter Jr. doesn't even turn around. Legitimately speaking, we know Kyle Kuzma is not the player that he can be. We know his talent and what his productivity are, they don't match up. Now, having said that, are you realistic? When you think about the Lakers and their depth, we can say Kuzma is inconsistent. We could say he's not what he can be. But who the hell would you play? You want to put Jared Dudley out there? Do they have
a
choice?
No, I would not play Dudley. I play Rondo. I put it depends on who's shooting. The only value Kuzma has is if he can shoot and he gets hot because he's a streak shooter. He cannot defend. So if he's not hitting, he's not certainly not defending. So you take him out of there. I put Rondo in there. I put Pope in there. I put Danny Green in there for defense, but I certainly wouldn't put Kyle Kuzma in there.
Well,
and my best lineup against the Miami Heat with what I see going on with those guys.
Okay.
I would have LeBron and AD, of course, and I'd have what's his name in the center, the big guy,
McGee. There's quite a few big guys.
The other one.
Dwight Howard. Well,
Dwight,
look, Tom.
Tom,
we're up against a break. I want to thank you for calling from Florida. Sorry about that. We could run through the whole team. But ultimately, my point is this. We can talk about Kuzma and his deficiencies, but you know Kuzma does need to be out there. Kuzma is not just he's not a stiff. They do need him for the points, and hopefully he can show up and give you 10, 11. He is what he is. They just can't sit him down and think that things are going to work out. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Lakers or Heat? Who do you have winning the NBA Finals? And I'm going to tell you, Sutton's not going smooth in another L.A. Team. And then also, we got a team on the East Coast. Things continue to be ugly. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. More of your calls when we come back.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. We're going to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs beating the Ravens. We're going to talk about that momentarily. But before we went to break, we had a whole conversation about the Miami Heat and the Los Angeles Lakers and which team will ultimately raise the Larry O'Brien trophy. I think it's going to be a close series. I think it's going to be a great series. The storylines write themselves. And I think when you think about this unlikely run of the Miami Heat, they are the perfect example of a team, what you want from a team, what you want. And that's what they've done. I think they've been aided playing in the bubble, not necessarily having the distractions, not taking some of these major role players, a Tyler Hero, a Duncan Robinson, and putting them out on the road. I think this has been to their benefit to just go out and ball out. It's the Miami Heat. They have the fundamentals. They're all there. But I think the deciding factor is a guy looking for his fourth title. I think the deciding factor is someone who, when his career is done, when you look at the numbers, when you look at the stats, when you look at the records, he might just be the most decorated basketball player of all time. And right now, I'm looking at LeBron James. You know, the question marks for a long time throughout this entire postseason has been the Los Angeles Lakers and what the other players do. Well, Anthony Davis, he's giving you just about 30 per game. The team has played better now that Rajon Rondo has come back. Kentavious Paul Caldwell Pope. Okay, he'll still every now and then pop up and give you two. And that's why I think this series will be great, because both teams have stepped it up. And the Miami Heat, man, they've done an amazing job. Granted, they've had to do or showcase, and they've had to come back a lot against a Boston Celtics team. And I think that's what keeps them competitive in this series. I think that's what gives them an opportunity to win, that they are a team. They got ballers. They got dogs. But I think ultimately there's just so much with the Lakers, and his name is LeBron. I can't put it any other way. 855-212-4CBS. Let's hit these phone lines and get your thoughts. Let's talk to Marty. He's calling up from Palm Springs, Florida. Marty, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey, yeah, no, Palm Springs, California, actually. But I'm just want to compare this series to the 04 series between the Pistons and the Lakers, when the Lakers had the so-called dream team of Karl Malone, Gary Payton, Kobe, Shaq, went up against a Detroit team, Chauncey Billups, Rip Hamilton, Ben Wallace, Tayshaun Prince. No one gave them a chance. A lot of similarities. This Miami team, they play hard, and they don't take any minutes off. And as far as LeBron, if he continues to just put the ball down in his chest and lower his shoulder like he's a fullback and never get a call, and when a call does go against him, oh, my goodness. I think the Miami fan that picked him in five is a pretty good bet.
Okay. Well, thank you, Marty, for calling up from Palm Springs. I would say no. And I understand the premise of looking at that Pistons team, but that Lakers team is different. That Lakers team, if you want to compare the Pistons to the current Miami Heat, definitely understand it. Makes all the sense in the world. That Pistons squad was a team. They were elements. Everybody fit together perfect. I mean, these were guys who had all-star talent. Nobody was generally a major superstar. I would venture to say Rasheed Wallace was probably the best player on the team just from a pure talent perspective. Rip Hamilton, unique in his ability to get around screens and put up shots. Chauncey Billups to command a team. Ben Wallace, a defense and rebounding. They were a perfect combination. And Tayshaun Prince, they were perfect. And if you want to think about the team element and apply that to what the Miami Heat are doing now, that makes absolute sense. But to tie it into the Lakers, just because they're playing the Lakers, I think that might be too much more of a stretch. Outside of what I just said, that team was aging. That team was old. Kobe and Shaq at that point in time were sick of each other. We just had Jeff Perman on with his book last week to help break what that was like. And Gary Payton and Karl Malone, they were towards the end. They were trying to grab a ring. They were trying to play with Kobe and Shaq. That was done. It's a different squad, a different team. I wouldn't necessarily relate them that close. Bryce is calling up from Missouri. Bryce, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What say you?
Hey, how you doing?
Terrific, Bryce. Go on ahead.
Well, I want to just talk about how the Heat are just going to take this series in five. Easy.
Well, that's why you're wrong. Go.
All right. You got Tyler Hero that's playing like an all-star, potentially. You got Bam, best center in the East. Jimmy may win a championship being your third best option. He is right now. Goran Dragic playing like FIBA Goran. Heat, five. Book it.
Okay. Well, that was pretty simple. Thank you, Bryce, for calling up from Missouri. I don't know if Bam Adebayo will necessarily have the same success against the Lakers. You know, we saw what Dwight Howard, and he's not Dwight Howard from 10 years ago, but Dwight Howard was basically employed to give Jokic a difficult time. And it worked in that regard against, potentially, you could consider Jokic to be the NBA's best big man. Everybody is going to eat here in this series. You know, Bam is going to eat. Do I expect Bam to go out and give you 32 next game? No, not necessarily. Do I think Tyler Hero, you're saying he's playing like an all-star, he can pop up and give you 37? Yes, he can. But then he can come back and give you 15. He can give you 10. It's no different than the Duncan Robinson. And I love what the Miami Heat have done. And I can tell you and look at this objectively. I could care less about either team, to be honest. I love it from a basketball perspective. And the Heat have pleasantly surprised me. These are some facts here. No one will ever be right 100% of the time. I will sit here and tell you I will not be right. You know why? Because I cannot control what happens out on the court. I can only look at it and try to give you my best case from what I observe and what I understand. And I have chosen and picked against the Miami Heat the entire season. And I've had this conversation with people who have played in the NBA, people who played on the Heat, people who have gone up and down in the road and played for Pat Riley. And the consensus is, and my point is, it's difficult. It really is. It is extremely difficult to take young players, to put them here flat in the spotlight and say, be consistent, show up, do it, get the job done. More often than not, young players won't do it. And the Miami Heat have gone on such a stretch and have gone on such a roll here, in my opinion, because they're in the bubble. That's what it is. There's not that same type of pressure. And I have never believed, and we've seen it, the Heat have hit the jackpot. And it's amazing. It's fun what they've done. The foundation is there, and the timeline for them has been accelerated. It's like Kendrick Nunn. Kendrick Nunn, you know, right now, he's not getting the same type of burn he got earlier in the year. And he was someone who was considered to be, you know, in his case, he thought he was going to be a rookie of the year. And Kendrick Nunn right now, you know, he's struggling to get buckets because Hero has stepped up or Robinson has stepped up. And I think it's a matter of alternating there and at hoping those guys continue to step up. And let's see what they do against the Lakers. It's going to be a fun series. I think it comes down to the star. That's why I'm picking LeBron and the Lakers. Gibson, he's calling up from Miami. I know what he's going to say. Gibson, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, I love your show. You have a great show, by the way. This is Gibson Sylvester from Miami. And I would like to say that, you know, that the Heat, they've caught lightning in a bottle.
Yep.
The national media has slept on the Heat. They're going to rout the Los Angeles Lakers. The same what they did to Giannis Antetokounmpo. They're going to put a boxing one on Anthony Davis. They're going to tell LeBron James, score as many points as you want. Once you turn the faucet off on Anthony Davis, then you neutralize the whole team. And in Miami, all the points will come from different players each day because guess what? They're unselfish. The Miami Heat are going to rout and disappoint the Lakers. I love the Lakers. I love Kobe, but I'm sorry, LeBron. You're going to have to wait next year. You have a great show, brother, Junior, and you do a great job.
Gibson,
I love your show.
Gibson, it's J.R. Yes. Gibson.
I'm sorry, J.R.
It's okay.
I'm sorry, J.R.
I've been listening
to you for a long time. You do a great job, by the way. You do an excellent job.
Oh, thank you, Gibson. Appreciate you. I don't know how you listen for so long and it's J.R. becomes Junior. Two totally different things. Jose is everybody's calling me from Miami. I must tell you, my people in Los Angeles, the show hasn't clicked on yet. If we did this an hour from now, things would probably be different. Jose is from Miami. He's going to tell me about the Heat winning. Go ahead, Jose. Why?
Hey, JR, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. Go ahead.
All right, JR, you don't have a total respect for you, man, but let me tell you something. You know, I believe the Heat met his match when it comes against LeBron, but you know what? The people are be hating the Heat forever. They be putting them down all these playoffs, you know. And let me tell you something. You know, I'm not trying to disrespect you, but people like you, the LeBron lovers, bottom line is LeBron didn't want anything until he came to the Heat, okay? So I really believe that the Heat's got a point, man. They got a chance to do this. This group here is completely different than even with the big three we're in. Even
sure.
When they won the championship in 2006, I believe these guys got a different way about them, and I just believe they have a chance, man.
They absolutely have a chance. Who said they didn't have a chance?
Well, you know, it's just that, you know, like like I said, I have a respect for you, man. But you were saying,
Jose, this you kind of go moving into my second question I had for you. Where the hell does respect come in for anything? What does respect have to do with anything?
Well, because you know what? I respect all the opinions you do, and I agree with you almost 99% of the time. And it was just that I was hearing you earlier today, I mean, a little while ago, I had a call, and I said, man, Jr. will say no, because LeBron, and everybody's like, LeBron. I mean, I understand he's a beast of nature. The guy is a great guy, but LeBron didn't win anything until he came to Miami.
But what is, yeah, but Jose, what is, you know damn well that doesn't have a damn thing to do with right now. We're in 2020, not in 2010. But my ultimate point, and thank you, Jose, for calling up from Miami. This is what the thing that doesn't click in my brain. When people say respect, I had people calling me up and down last week about how much I didn't respect the Nuggets. I'm just going to call it like I see it. Where are all, let's put it this way. If you're a fan of the Miami Heat, you can call me right now and be extremely happy. And you can say, oh, JR is he's riding the LeBron wave, or JR is not giving the Heat this. I said, I believe it'll be close. I believe it will be so damn close that I'm going to go with somebody who I think will be a difference maker. And it will be the best guy on the court. The best guy on the court is LeBron. That's the simplest way I could break it down to you. Now, where all the folks who called me last week for the past 2 weeks and told me that I was disrespecting the Nuggets? Their asses is at home. I'm going to be right sometimes. I'm going to be wrong. But what I'm always going to do is be honest. You're not going to hurt my feelings about me being wrong. I'm a human damn being. When we come back, we're going to talk about someone who is right, pretty damn good. It's the Chiefs, right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.